啊，但以理书是在旧约圣经里面一个很特殊的一本书。
The book of Daniel in the book of Daniel is a very special book in the Old Testament.
那其实这本书也是我其中一本最喜爱的一本书。
And this is also one of my beloved books.
啊，从但以理书我们看到一些已经发生过的事情。
From the book of Daniel, we saw some of the things that has already come to pass.
我们也看到一些将来要发生的事情。
We can also see some of the things that will happen in the future.
我们看到但以理所说的预言一一的应验在历史里面。
We can see that some of the prophecies has already come to pass in history.
然后从这点我们知道但以理书确实是神的话语。
So from that, we know that the book of Daniel is truly God's word.
如果不是神的话语，就不能一一的应验在历史里面。
If it is not God's word, then it would not, the prophecies would not have come to pass.
那么既然如此，但以理书还有很多还没有应验的事情。
Even though it is that way, there are still a lot of prophecies that has not come to pass yet.
那么既然那些已经应验在历史里面的事情。
So there are some that has already been, we have seen it happened in history.
那么还没有发生的事情必然会应验。
Then we know for sure that the other prophecies will, given a time, will come to pass.
所以我们必须要相信但以理书所说的。
So we must believe what was said in the book of Daniel.
好了，今天我们是来到但以理书最后的一段。
So today we come upon the last section of the book of Daniel.
在还没有分享这个信息之前，我们来看但以理书第11章36节到12章13节，我请秀清姐妹来念这段经文。
So let us look together, book of Daniel chapter 11 verse 36 through chapter 12.Verse 13, and we're going to ask Sister Xiu Qing to come and read.
我们只是用中文来念，然后你如果看英文的，跟着一起看。
So we will only read it in Chinese, so please follow in your English Bible.
但以理书十二章三十六节，王必任意而行，自高自大，超过所有的神。又用奇异的话攻击万神之神，他必行事亨通，直到主的愤怒完毕，因为所定的事必然成就。他必不顾他列祖的神，也不顾妇女所羡慕的神，无论何神他都不顾，因为他必自大超过一切。他倒要敬拜宝藏的神，用金、银、宝石和可爱之物敬奉他列祖所不认识的神。他必靠外邦神的帮助攻破最坚固的宝藏，凡承认他的，他必将荣耀加给他们，使他们管辖许多人，又为贿赂分地与他们。到末了，南方王要与他交战，北方王必用战车、马兵和许多战船势如暴风来攻击他，也必进入列国如洪水泛滥，又必进入那柔美之地，有许多国就被侵覆。但以东人、摩押人和一大半亚蛮人必脱离他的手，他必伸手攻击列国，埃及地也不得脱离。他必把持埃及的金银财宝和各样的宝物，利比亚人和古实人都必跟从他。但从东方和北方必有消息扰乱他，他就大发烈怒出去，要将许多人杀灭尽尽。他必在海和柔美的圣山中间设立他如宫殿的帐幕，然而到了他的结局， 必无人能帮助他。在以理书十二章，那时保佑您本国之民的天使长米迦勒必站起来，并且有大艰难，从有国以来直到此时没有这样的。你本国的民中，凡民露在册上的必得拯救，睡在尘埃中的必有多人复醒，其中有得永生的，有受羞辱永远被憎恶的。智慧人必发光，如同天上的光，那使多人归义的必发光如星，直到永永远远。但以理啊，你要隐藏这话，封闭这书，直到末时，必有多人来往奔跑，知识就必增长。我但以理观看，另见另有两个人站立，一个在河这边，一个在河那边。有一个问那站在河水以上穿细麻衣的说，这奇异的事到几时才应验呢？我听见那站在河水以上穿细麻衣的向天举起左右手，指着活到永远的主启示说，要到一载、两载、半载，打破圣民权力的时候，这一切事就都应验了。我听见这话却不明白，就说，我主啊，这些事的结局是怎样呢？他说，但以理啊，你只管去，因为这话已经隐藏封闭，直到末日，直到末时，必有许多人使自己清净洁白，且被熬炼，但恶人仍必行恶。一切恶人都不明白，唯独智慧人能明白。从除掉长线的繁祭，并设立那行毁坏可证之物的时候，必有1290日。等到1335日的那人变为有福。你且去等候结局，因为你必安歇。到了末期，你必起来享受你的福分。谢谢。
我们在但以理所看见的这个意象，天使把加百利把这个将来所要发生的事情告诉他。
So in the book of Daniel, the angel Gabriel told Daniel what is going to happen.
那么对于但以理来说，这个意象里所看见的说明将来所要发生的事情。
The vision that he saw told him what is going to happen in the future.
对于我们来说，大部分的事情已经过去了。
But to us, a lot of it has already happened.
然后只有一些是将来所要发生的事情。
But there are still some that are left that is going to happen in the future.
但以理也知道犹太人因着自己的信仰要承受这个苦难。
And Daniel understand that his own people will suffer because of their beliefs.
然后因着这个缘故，有一些犹太人违背他们跟神所立的约。
And because of that, some of the Jews actually revolted what they have agreed with God.
虽然如此，也有不少的犹太人坚守他们的信仰，甚至牺牲了他们的生命。
But nevertheless, some of the Jews stay firm with what their agreement with God is, and some even lost their life because of it.
那么天使加百利把这个末期的事情告诉但以理之后，
The angel Gabriel, after he told Daniel what is going to happen in the future,
那么同时也把这些将来要发生的事情讲解给他知道。
He also explained all this is going to happen, all this that's going to happen.
那么这些将来所要发生的事情已经被记载在圣经里面。
And all of these has already been recorded in the Bible.
无论是旧约或者新约圣经都有谈到这件事情。
Whether it is in the Old Testament or in the New Testament, they have all been spoken of.
也就是有一天这个大灾难将会临到这个世上。
And it is to say, one day the tribulation will arrive.
那么但以理书把这段时期称为七十周里最后的一个周。
And so, Daniel described it as the very last, week of the 70 weeks.
啊，在这一个周里面，也就是这个大灾难里头，将会有敌基督的出现和大灾难的开始。
And in this week, there will be the appearance of Antichrist.
所以当这个大灾难临到的时候，将会有从来没有见过的大战争。
So when the Great Tribulation arrived, we're going to see a war that has never been seen before.
在这个时候，主耶稣将会从天降临。
And at that time, Jesus will arrive from heaven.
而把敌基督打败。
And to defeat the Antichrist.
然后之后，他把敌基督、撒旦和假先知扔在这个火湖里面。
And after that, he's going to put Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet into the lake of fire.
然后今天早上我们所看那段经文，说明一个很非凡的一个预言。
So the scripture that we just read talk about a very remarkable prophecy.
啊，我们可以把这段经文分成三部分来看。
We can divide the scripture into three parts.
然后第一呢，就是这个灾难的时期。
The first part is during this tribulation.
那第二呢是这个天国的实现。
And the second part is the consummation of the kingdom of heaven.
那么第三就是神给但以理最后的一个指示。
And then the last part is the final instruction to Daniel.
然后首先让我们来看在大灾难里面所发生的事情。
So first of all, let's look at what happened during this period of tribulation.
那有一件事情导致这个大灾难的开始。
There is one incident that is going to push forth the beginning of the tribulation.
也就是以色列跟这个敌基督签这个和平合约。
And it is when the Israelites sign a peace treaty with the Antichrist.
那签约这个原因就是要保护以色列。
And the reason for signing the peace treaty is to protect Israel.
那么使到犹太人能够重建他们的圣殿。
So that the Israelites can begin to rebuild, the temple.
那敌基督的出现啊、和他的作为不是突然的。
The appearance of the Antichrist and what he did is not by accident.
开始的时候他是一个和平的政客。
In the very beginning, he is a peaceful politician.
尝试解决以色列跟这些阿拉伯国家之间那些问题。
And he will try to solve the problem between Israel and his surrounding countries.
但是不久之后他将会以这个邪恶的一个行为来渐渐的显露出来。
But then gradually he will show his true color, which is evil.
那么在七年的大灾难的中期他将会跟以色列毁约。
So in the middle of the tribulation, he is going to destroy the peace treaty he had with Israel.
然后称自己是世界的统治者。
He will call himself the ruler of the world.
然后同时也称自己为那位神。
And he will call himself God.
所以当敌基督跟以色列毁约之后。
So after Antichrist destroyed the peace treaty with Israel.
他将会占有耶路撒冷的圣殿。
He will occupy the temple in Jerusalem.
把自己的肖像放在这个圣殿里面。
He will put his own image in the temple.
并且称自己是那位神。
And he will call himself God.
那么这个是在但以理书第九章二十七节、十一章三十一节，还有十二章十一节所说的那行毁坏可憎的。
So, this is mentioned in Daniel chapter 9, 27, chapter 11, 31st, and chapter 12, verse 1. This is the,
abomination. Yeah. 如果我们看这个马太福音第24章15节的话，这个是主耶稣所说的。
So, if we look at Matthew chapter 24, verse 15, Jesus said,
你们看见先知但以理所说的那行毁坏可憎的，站在圣地读这经的人必须需要会意。
Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of through Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, let the reader understand.
所以大灾难最后的三年半是一段非常可怕的一个时期。
So the last part of tribulation, the 3.5 years, is a terrifically horrible time.
就如马太福音24章21节所说。
So just as what is said in Matthew chapter 24:21.
因为那时必有大灾难，从世界的起头直到如今没有这样的灾难。
For then there will be a great tribulation such as has not occurred since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever will.
所以在但以理书刚才我们所看那段经文11章第36节到39节所说。
So in the scripture that we have just read, Daniel chapter 11, verse 36 to 39.
王，这个是比基督。 必任意而行，至高至大，超过所有的神，又用奇异的话攻击万神之神。Then
the king will do as he pleases, as he will exalt and magnify himself above every god, and will speak monstrous things against the God of gods.
他必行事亨通，直到主的愤怒完毕，因为所定的事必然成就。
And he will prosper until the indignation is finished, for that which is decreed will be done.
他必不顾他列祖的神，也不顾妇女所羡慕的神，无论何神他都不顾，因为他必自大高过一切。He
will show no regard for the gods of his fathers or for the desire of women, nor will he show regard for any other god, for he will magnify himself above them all.
他倒要敬拜宝藏的神，用金银宝石和可爱之物敬奉他列祖所不认识的神。But
instead he will honor a god of fortresses, a god whom his fathers did not know. He will honor him with gold, silver, costly stones and treasures.
他必靠外邦神的帮助 攻破最坚固的保障，凡承认他的，他必将荣耀加给他们，使他们管辖许多人，又为辱弱分地，以他们贿赂。He
will take action against the strongest of fortresses with the help of a foreign god. He will give great honor to those who acknowledge him and will cause them to rule over the many and will parcel them out man for a price.
所以天使加百利描述这位王，也就是敌基督，他是一位至高至大、高抬自己的人。So
the angel Gabriel described this antichrist as someone who is egocentric.
他是一位没有信仰的人。He
has no religion.
他所做的，刚才圣经说都很成功。Everything
he did everything he does will be successful.
直到主耶稣再来的时候把他打败。Until
Jesus returned, then he will be defeated.
所以在这个大灾难期间，敌基督其中的一个手段就是要迫害犹太人。So
one of the things this Antichrist will do in the middle of this tribulation is to persecute Israelites.
但是天使米迦勒却被神差派来帮助犹太人。
But the angel Michael will be sent forth by God to protect them.
这些神的子民，包括在启示录里面所说的144,000人将会得到神的保障保护。These
people who are mentioned in Revelation are the 144,000 people that Michael will protect.
因为Gabriel，Michael，OK。 因为神要承诺他跟亚伯拉罕所立的约，以致他们能够得到神所要应许他们的国度。Because
God has promised Abraham that they will receive the kingdom.
所以当敌基督把他的肖像放在这个耶路撒冷的圣殿的时候，So
when the Antichrist put his own image in the temple,
他称自己为世界的王和世界的神。He
will call himself the ruler of the world and also a God.
但是不是所有的人都会来跟从他。
But not everybody will follow him.
圣经说北方南方的王将会带领军队到这个巴勒斯坦与他对抗。
The Bible tells us the king from the north and the king from the south will bring forth army to Palestine to fight him.
无论如何他们都不是敌基督的对手。
But no matter what, they are not going to win over him.
所以在这三年半的期间里面这些大部分的国家都伏在敌基督的手下。
So in the 3.5 years, most of these countries will be defeated by him.
虽然如此，但是圣经说有军队从东方而来与敌基督作战。
But nevertheless, the Bible still tells us that there will be army from the east come and fight this Antichrist.
引起有史以来的一场大战争。
And that will be the beginning of the greatest war this world has seen.
这个战争就是在启示录16章16节所说那个哈米奇多顿大战争。
And this is described in Revelation chapter 16.Verse 16, it is the war of the Armageddon.
所以当这个东方的军队来到那里跟敌基督作战的时候
So as the army from the east come and fight the Antichrist.
主耶稣将会从天上显现降临在地上。
Our Lord Jesus will appear in the sky and descend on the earth.
在这个时候敌基督还有所有的军队跟耶稣作战。
And at that time, Antichrist and the rest of the army of the world will fight against Christ.
主耶稣将会把他们打败，然后把魔鬼、撒旦、敌基督还有假先知扔在这个火湖里面去。
And then Lord Jesus will defeat them all, put the Antichrist, Satan, the false prophet, and the Antichrist into the lake of fire.
结束了这个敌基督在地上的政权。
And that will finish off his control on earth.
也就是11章45节所说，他必在海和永美的圣山中间设立他宫殿的帐幕。然而到了他的结局，必无人能帮助他，他是敌基督。
So it was said in Daniel chapter 11 verse 45.He will pitch the tents of his royal pavilion between the seas and the beautiful holy mountain. Yet he will come to his end, and no one will help him.
那个时候，主耶稣将会站在这个橄榄山上，就如撒加利亚14章第4节所说。
Jesus will then stand on the Mount of Olives, just as it was described in Zechariah.
那日，他的脚必站在耶路撒冷前面朝东的橄榄山上。这山必从中间分裂，自东至西成为极大的谷，山的一半向北挪移，一半向南挪移。
In that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which is in front of Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives will be split in its middle from east to west by a very large valley, so that half of the mountain will move toward the north and the other half toward the south.
然后撒加利亚14章第9节又说耶和华必做全地的王那日耶和华必为独一无二的他的名也是独一无二的。
And then in Zechariah chapter 14 verse 9 it says, And the Lord will be king over all the earth. In that day the Lord will be the only one, and his name the only one.
在那个时候主耶稣将会在地上设立一个千年的国度。
At that time, Jesus will establish the millennium on earth.
那么这个是在但以理书里面所看到的这个意象的第一点。
So this is the first part of the prophecy that Daniel saw.
也就是这个大灾难的时期。
And this is during the period ofthe tribulation.
然后第二点，但以理所在意象里面所看到的就是这个天国的实现。
So the second portion here is Daniel will see the consummation of the Lord's kingdom.
所以大灾难过后，主耶稣所带来的天国将会在这个地上完完全全的实现。
And so after the tribulation, then Jesus is going to establish his kingdom on earth.
也就是应验了在但以理书第二章四十四节曾经说过的。
So it was said before in Daniel chapter 2 verse 44.
当他那列王在位的时候，天上的神必另一国永不败坏，也不归别国的人，却要打碎灭绝那一切国，这国必存到永远。
In the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed, and that kingdom will not be left for another people.It will crush and put an end to all these kingdoms, but it will itself endure forever.
然后在七章二十四节再说，国度权柄和天下诸国的大权必赐给至高者的圣名，他的国是永远的，一切掌权的都必侍奉他，顺从他。
And it continues in chapter 7, verse 27.Then the sovereignty, the dominion, and the greatness of all the kingdoms under the whole heaven will be given to the people of the saints of the highest one. His kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom, and all the dominions will serve and obey him.
所以当这个天国实现的时候，死去的人将会从死里复活过来。
So when the kingdom is established, those who have died will resurrect.
所以在但以理书十二章第二节第三节这么说。
So in Daniel chapter 12 verse 2 and 3 it says,
睡在尘埃中的必有多人复醒，其中有得永生的，有受羞辱永远被征服的。
Many of those who sleep in the dust of the ground will awake, these to everlasting life, but the others to disgrace and everlasting contempt.
智慧人必发光，如同天上的光，那使多人归义的必发光如星，直到永永远远。
Those who have insight will shine brightly, like the brightness of the expanse of heaven, and those who let themmany to righteousness like the stars forever and ever.
那不如这个新约圣经旧约圣经没有很明显的谈到这个复活的真理。
So unlike the New Testament, the Old Testament did not describe clearly about resurrection.
然后当亚伯拉罕把他唯一的儿子献给神的时候。
So when Abraham, tried to sacrifice his only son,
他相信神会使到他的儿子从死里复活过来。
He believed that God will cause his son to rise again.
那叶伯也曾经说过，他期望在复活的时候能够看见神。
And Job also mentioned that he hoped when he resurrects he will see God.
我知道我的救赎主活着，还记得这首歌吗？
As for me, I know that my Redeemer lives. Do you all remember that song?
末日必站立在地上，我这皮肉灭绝之后，我必在肉体之外得见神。
And at the last, he will take his stand on the earth. Even after my skin is destroyed, yet from my flesh I shall see God, whom I myself shall behold.
我自己要见他，亲眼要看他，必不像外人。我的心肠在我里面消灭了。
And whom my eyes will see, and not another, my heart faints within me.
在旧约圣经里面的先知们也相信有复活的事情。
And in the Old Testament, they also believe that there is going to be resurrection.
然后在天国实现的时候，得救的人将会得到一个不会朽坏的身体。
So when the kingdom is established, then those who are resurrected will receive a new body.
并且是一个荣耀的身体。
It is a non-corruptible and it is a glory.
然后这个复活的身体跟这个会朽坏的身体是有关系的。
There is a relationship between this resurrected body and the corrupted body.
好像一颗植物跟这个种子是有关系的。
Just as there is a relationship between a seed and the plant that come after.
那复活的身体是来自这个朽坏的身体。
The resurrected body came from the corrupted body.
就好像植物是从这个种子来的。
Just as the plant came from the seed.
复活的身体跟这个朽坏的身体不一样。
But there is a difference between the resurrected body and the corrupted body.
就好像这个植物跟这个种子是不一样的。
Just as there is a difference between the plant and the seed.
那保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章形容到这个复活的事情。
So Paul described in 1 Thessalonians, about this resurrected body.
他说论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤像那些没有指望的人一样，我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，他也必将他们与耶稣一同带来。
But we do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about those who are asleep, so that you will not grieve as do the rest who have no hope.For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus.
我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留在主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响。那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在，所以你们当用这些话彼此劝勉。
Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore comfort one another with these words.
所以当主耶稣从天在天上显现的时候
So when Jesus appeared in the sky,
然后得救的人中都会从死里复活过来。
All the believers will arise from the dead.
连同那些活着的基督徒一起被提到天上与主同在。
And together with the living Christians at that time, they will be lifted in the sky.
而圣经告诉我们，当大灾难结束之后，主耶稣将会从天降临。
And the Bible tells us, at the end of tribulation, Jesus will descend on earth.
那么带着那些得救的人来到地上。
And he will bring all the believers with him.
那时旧约的圣徒和大灾难里的殉道者将会从死里复活。
And at that time, the believers in the Old Testament and those who are martyred.During the tribulation will arise.
那么在地上与基督一同作王。
And will be king with Jesus on earth.
一千年过后，那些不得救的人将会从死里复活。
So after 1,000 years, the non-believers will resurrect.
面对这个大宝座前的审判。
And they will face the judgment on the throne.
就好像启示录二十章。这里所描述那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里，就是兽和假先知所在的地方，他们必昼夜受痛苦，直到永永远远。
So just as it said in Revelation, and the devil will deceive them, was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone.Where the beast and the false prophet are also, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
我又看见一个白色的大宝座已坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，更再无可见之处了。
Then I saw the great white throne and him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven.Fled away, and no place was found for them.
我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案件展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。
And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne. And books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life.
死难的人都凭着这些案件所记载的，照他们所行的受审判，以是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照个人所行的受审判。
And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books, according to their deeds. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. The death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every one of them, according to their deeds.
死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。若有人名字没有记在生命册上的，他就被扔在火湖里。
Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
所以所有不得救的人将会以撒旦还有这个敌基督假先知被扔在这个火湖里面，永永远远的承受那个刑罚。
And so all those who do not believe will be thrown into the lake of fire together with Antichrist, Satan, and the false prophet.
火湖就是代表这个地狱。
The lake of fire is hell.
我们圣经说这个是第二次的死。
And the Bible told us this is the second death.
那如果你出生一次,
So if you are born once,
你将会死两次。
You will die twice.
如果你出生两次,
But if you are born twice,
你就会死一次,
you will die once.
换句话说,如果一个人没有信耶稣,
In other words, if a person refused to believe,
他没有这个重生,
he was not born again,
他要死两次,
he will die twice.
一次就是当他离开这个世界的时候,
Once when he died physically.
另外一次就是在个火湖里面。
The second death will be in the lake of fire.
那如果你是一个悔改相信耶稣的人,
But if you are a repentant person who believes in Christ,
你已经得到这个重生的生命,
You have received eternal life.
你只是死一次，就是当你离开这个世界的时候。
Then you will only die once, and it is when you die physically.
所以那些领人归主，并且忠心为主牺牲的人，将会得到这些赏赐。
So those who have led people to Christ, those who are serving Him faithfully and sacrifice, will receive rewards.
就如在刚才我们十二章第三节所说，他们好像这个智慧人发光，如同天上的光，他们必 发光如星，直到永永远远。
So just as it was said in verse 3, those who have insight will shine brightly like the brightness of the expanse of heaven, and those who led the many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever.
所以在这个大以理所看到的意象里面，第三点。
So in the prophecy that Daniel saw, the third Part.
也就是神给但以理最后的一个指示。
And it is the last instruction God has given Daniel.
所以天使加百利把这些意象里所看见的告诉但以理。
So Gabriel told Daniel about all of these prophecies.
天使说在末日的时候将会有一个大灾难。
So the angel said, in the end times there will be the great tribulation.
当这个大灾难结束之后将会有这个天国的实现。
And after the great tribulation, then the kingdom of God will be established.
神将会把这个旧的天地，所有旧的把它除去，而带来一个新天新地。
And God will get rid of all the earth that is old and bring forth a new heaven and earth.
在启示录二十章第三节到第五节说，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同在，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
And so in Revelation chapter 21 it says, And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them. And they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。做宝座的说：“看哪，我将这一切都更新了。”又说：“你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真的。”
And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying.Or pain. The first things have passed away, and he who sits on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. And he said, Write, for these words are faithful and true.
但是在但以理书十二章第四节这么说。
But then in Daniel chapter 12 verse 4 it says,
他说但以理啊，你要隐藏这话，封闭这书，直到末时。必有多人来往奔跑，知识必增长。
But as for you, Daniel, conceal these words and seal up the book until the end of time. Many will go back and forth, and knowledge will increase.
那天使加百利吩咐但以理把这些所看到的，把它封闭隐藏起来。
So the angel Gabriel told Daniel to conceal all of these.
一直到末期的时候。
Until the end time.
所以在末期的时候，人们对神的话语的知识必然会增长。
So at the end of times, the knowledge of God's word will be increased among people.
而明白但以理所说的预言。
And they will understand the prophecies Daniel saw.
所以在这个意象里面，除了但以理除了看到天使加百利。
So in the prophecy.Daniel not only see the angel Gabriel.
但以理也看到有两个人。
Daniel also saw two other people.
一个站在河的一边。
One stand on this side of the river.
另外一个站在河的另外一边。
And the other one was on the other side of the river.
其中的一个人问另外的一个人说：“这奇异的事到几时才应验呢？”
So one of them asked the other.Person, so when will, how long would it be until the end of these wonders?
所以那位站在河边穿细麻衣的就回答说。
So the one who was dressed in linen answered.
要到一再、二再、半再打破圣灵权力的时候，这一切事都应验了。
So he answered that it would be for a time.Times and half a time, and as soon as they finish shattering the power of the holy people, all these events will be completed.
所以一再、二再、半再是代表三年半的时间。
So time, times and half a time represent 3.5 years.
这个是七年大灾难后半期其中的一个说法。
And this is one of the ways to describe the second half of the tribulation.
在圣经里面还有两个其他的说法。
And in the Bible, there are two other ways to describe it.
一个就是在启示录说42个月。
It was mentioned in Revelation 42 months.
然后在但以理书11章3节说1260天。
And then in Daniel chapter 11, it says 1900 days.1920 days.
Okay, maybe she got it right. 所以当这个敌基督跟以色列签这个和平合约的时候
，So when Israel signed the peace treaty with Antichrist,
所以这个七年的大灾难就开始了。
So that's the beginning of the tribulation.
所以当敌基督在耶路撒冷的圣殿称自己是神的时候。
So when the Antichrist entered the temple and called himself God,
然后七年大灾难的后半期就从那个时候开始。
Then that's the beginning of the second part of the tribulation.
所以关于这些奇异的事情，但以理他不能够明白。
So about these things, these events, Daniel could not understand.
他也不知道这个结局到底是怎么样的。
He didn't know what the What the end will be.
但是天使加百利告诉他，你只管去吧。
But the angel Gabriel told him, just go.
因为这些事情必会隐藏起来，直到末期的时候。
Because all these will be concealed until the end times.
所以但以理书十二章十三节结束的时候
So in the conclusion of chapter 12 of Daniel it says
你且去等候结局因为你必安息安息到了末期你必起来享受你的福分
But as for you Go your way to the end. Then you will enter into rest and rise again for your allotted portion at the end of the age.
你必起来享受你的福分。
He said you will then rise and again, and you will rise again and your allotted portion at the end of the age. You will enjoy them.
也就是说但以理将来会从死里复活得到神的福分。
And so it is to say, Daniel will rise again and enjoy the blessing from God.
让我们听从神的话语。
Let us listen to God's word.
让我们相信但以理书所说的。
Let us believe in the word that is recorded in the book of Daniel.
因为但以理书是神的话语。
Because the book of Daniel is God's word.
因为从但以理书我们看到但以理所说的预言一一的很准确的应验在历史里面。
Because from the book of Daniel, we have seen some of the prophecies have happened already exactly.
Not some, all of the, portion of it.
Some of the prophecies have already come to pass exactly as it was described.
And there are some, 那还有一些还没有应验的。
And there are some that has not come to pass yet.
那既然一些应验了那些还没有应验的必然会应验。
So since there's some that has already come to pass, then the one that has not yet been fulfilled will also come to pass.
所以我们要相信但以理书所说的。
So we must believe in what is said in the book of Daniel.
那其实不只是但以理书所说的，整本圣经我们也必须要相信。
Actually, not just the book of Daniel, but the whole Bible.
因为这个是神的话语。
Because this is God's word.
让我们听神的话语。
Let us hear God's word. Let us use a little bit of time to meditate on what Daniel has said.
让我们安静在神的面前来默想。
Let's meditate before the Lord.
摩西的但以理书所说的必然会成就。
Yes, what is mentioned in the book of Daniel will come to pass.
在将来的时间将会有一场大灾难。
There will be a great war in the future.
在那个时候，主耶稣将会从天降临来审判这个世界。
And at that time, our Lord Jesus will arrive from heaven to judge this world.
我不晓得你有没有盼望这个时候的到来。
I don't know if you look forward to the arrival at that time.
我也不晓得你是否有准备好等待这个时候的到来。
And I don't know if you are prepared for the arrival of that time.
我们是的，在那个时候，所有的人将会站在主耶稣的面前受审判。
And yes, at that time, all people will come before the Lord to receive the judgment.
让我们在神的面前深深的思考这个问题。
Let us think hard about this.
我们是否有准备好？
Are we prepared?
天父，求你帮助我明白但以理书所说的。
Heavenly Father, please help us understand the book of Daniel.
不仅明白。
Not only understand.
而且在我们的生命里面做好准备。
But be prepared in our lives.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Please help us, Heavenly Father.
求你坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
让我们相信你的话语。
Help us believe in your words.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.